begun to wonder, well, how do I know God is real? How can I be certain? What if he doesn't exist? What if he isn't real? But you know what? The good news of Christmas is that we can, that God is real. He does exist. He's not hiding. We can know him. And we know it because, remember what the angel said? He said, this baby to be born is called Emmanuel, God with us. You see, firstly, Jesus shows us God. I don't think the PowerPoint's working. That's all right. Jesus shows us God. Now, I have a little brother. Well, he's not so little, but he's younger than me. Now, I wonder if you could guess, apart from Nathan, wonder what my brother is like. I want to guess. Anyone know his name? Want to guess his name?
Barney.
No, that's not my brother's name. It's my son's name, but not my brother's name. But close, could it be? What colour do you think my brother's hair is? Come on, have a guess. What colour?
Blonde.
Could be, couldn't it?
Yellow.
What colour eyes do you think my brother has? What do you reckon? Blue, could do, couldn't he? What do you think his favourite colour is? Red, yeah, yeah. What do you think his favourite football team is? I can tell you now, we wouldn't be brothers. What is his favourite food?
Roast chicken.
Roast chicken. Do you think he's married? Yeah, do you think he has children? It's really hard, isn't it? Without meeting him, you kind of have to guess what he's like. Now, clearly, if I had a brother, I would be much better looking and funnier than my younger brother. I mean, that bit, we don't have to guess about. That bit's obvious, isn't it? But without... What do we know? They're shaking their heads down here. Now, you can guess what he's like, and you may be right, but you may not have been right. But the thing is, how do you know he's real? How do you know I'm not just making him up? How do you know I'm just trying to get you to guess about someone I've made up? What would you want to see to know that he really is real? A picture of him, that would help, wouldn't it? You'd really want to see a picture, yeah? I could show you a picture, but not necessarily shows that I could have just got a picture of anyone, couldn't I? What else would you want? But yeah, a picture would be a good idea. You would? You want to see him in person, wouldn't you? I mean, if you really wanted to know what my brother was like, I mean, you would just want him to turn up and say, yeah, I am Mark's brother, would you not? Then you would know for certain that I have a brother. You wouldn't have to guess what colour hair he is or what his name is or what he likes or whether he's funnier or better looking than me, would you? You would just know. So here is my brother. No, he's not really here this morning. But I got the next best thing, a live feed. Here's my brother. It's a little bit slow. Press play. I think you have to hit in the middle, guys. It's all right. Would have been easier to have brought him, wouldn't it? He only lives 2 hours away. Is it going to work? It's a slow start. Oh.
Hi, I'm Mark's brother, Graham. I have blue eyes, long hair. My favourite colour is black. Favourite food, I have to say, is sausages with English mustard, by the way. Married to Claire, have two children, Aidan and Callum, and as you can see, a lot better looking than him, and clearly a lot more fun.
So there's my brother Graham. Do you think I have a brother Graham now? Yeah. No, yeah, I do. You could talk to others, couldn't you, who have actually seen him as well, and they would be able to say, yep, that is Mark's brother, Graham. He is real. He's kind of shown himself via video. But But when it comes to God, we can know he is real. We can know him because Jesus shows us not via a video, but actually in the person, in the flesh, because Jesus is God. Do you remember what the angel said to Joseph? The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, God with us. And so no longer do we need to guess what God is like, because Jesus is God and he shows us God. See, in Jesus, God breaks into our world and he says, here I am. He says, I'm here, God in the flesh. This is what I'm like. And so no longer do we have to guess what he's like. We no longer have to wonder whether he's out there or not, whether he's real. We no longer have to guess what pleases him and what doesn't please him, because Jesus is God. And he tells us, God himself has come close to us. He's with us. And if you'd been a shepherd on that first Christmas, you would have been able to touch God on the nose, as it were. You'd have been able to let his little finger grip round your finger. You could have seen him. You could have touched him. Years later, you could have spoken to him. See, how do we know God exists, that he's real? He came to be with us. Jesus shows us God, for he is God with us. But you see, more than that, more than just showing up and saying, here I am, Jesus became one of us. He actually became one of us, so he understands us and he loves us. See, Jesus is God in the flesh, God as a human. And he didn't just come and play at being human. So he didn't think today, do you know what? I'm going to dress up and pretend to be a human. Just like you might dress up and pretend to be a doctor or a knight or a nurse. But when you're pretending, you don't actually become a doctor or a nurse or a knight. You're just playing, aren't you? You're just pretending. See, God didn't just do that. He didn't just pretend. He didn't just dress up and think, you know what? I'm going to be a human today. No, he actually became one of us. So he had a body like us. And he had a mind like us. And he had emotions and feelings like us. He experienced normal life events like us. So he grew up as a boy. He had a family. He had a mum and a dad, and he had brothers and sisters. He had to obey his parents. He had to do what they said. He worshipped God and prayed. When he grew up, he had to work as a carpenter, so his hands got really rough and sore. He got sad. He was astonished. He was happy. He told jokes. He had male and female friends whom he loved. He loved children. He went to parties. And of course, he loved his mum. He did what we do. He became one of us. He is with us. And you know what? He experienced what we experienced. So he knows what it's like to be hungry. He knows what it's like to be sad. He knows what it's like to be teased by your family. He knows what it's like to have people say horrible things to you. Do you remember when he was about to die, all the people were shouting to kill him, crucify him? He knows what it's like to have people be horrible to him. He knows what it's like to lose someone you love. He cried real tears at his friend Lazarus's grave. At the cross, he felt real pain. He shed real blood. He became one of us. He is God with us. See, in Jesus, God experienced what it's like to be human. See, it's not just he knows everything about us because he made us. After all, he's God. He knows everything about you because he knows what it feels like to be you. See, Jesus became one of us. He understands us because he's been there. So when you're upset because your family or your friends don't seem to understand you, do you have that problem? Your family and friends, they just don't quite get you. Jesus knows what that feels like. When you're sad because someone you love died, a grandparent or friend, Jesus knows how painful that is. When your friends, Nancy and Simon, let you down, or they turn on you and say horrible things because you love God, Jesus knows what that's like. One of his friends betrayed him and the others all let him down. When you're crying with pain because you've hurt yourself or you're not very well, Jesus knows what it is to feel pain. He became one of us. See, he doesn't just turn up and say, I exist, but kind of remains at a distance and kind of waves from us from across the room. He doesn't just stand at the back of church and go, yeah, look, I'm here. No, he became one of us. He's with us. He understands what it's like to be us. He didn't just pretend. He came and experienced and felt all that we experience and felt. It's why the angels said they'll call him Emmanuel, God with us. And the fact that he became one of us, that it was he kind of rolled up his sleeves, got stuck in with us, it reveals he really loves us. He really cares for us. Now, I have a really horrible job to do after church today. I'll show you. Should you want to see what job I've got to do? It's pretty bad. Got to clean the toilets. And look at all these people here. It's going to be really, really dirty. But I've got some Mr. Muscle. Oh, window and glass. That's not going to help me, is it? Mark never cleans toilets. But I've got some, we'll get some proper stuff, you know, and I've got some rubber blue gloves here. Look at these. Hey, make sure my hands don't get dirty. Do you like clean toilets? No, nor do I. Do you know what? I might try and see if I've got a friend who might help me. Just, do you mind? I'm just going to phone some friends, see if they're around, see if they can help me. Let me see. Hold it. Let me phone this one. Hey, hi, Martin. It's Mark. Yeah. Mate, I've got to clean the toilets today at church. Would you be able to help us? No, you can't. You don't like cleaning toilets. Okay, thanks. Cheers, mate. Okay, speak to you soon. Bye. Whew, better try another friend. Let me see another one. Let me see who else I've got here. All right, I'll try this guy, Jim. He'll help me out. No way. He's ringing. Hey, Jim, it's Mark. Yeah, no, I've got to clean the toilets after church, mate. Would you be able to help me out? You've got to do some knitting. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay, mate. Speak to you soon. Cheers. Thanks a lot. Okay. Whew. Not really, really nice friend. Let me try one more. Graham. Graham, he's a friend. He'll help me out. Let me see if I can get a hold of him. Just wait. It's ringing. Here he is. It's Graham. Hi, Graham, it's Mark. Hey, mate, I've got to clean the toilets after church today. Would you be able to help me out?
Well, I'm in a meeting at the moment, but I think I can. Let me see if I can find some stuff to help you with.
Okay, thanks a lot. All right, cheers, mate. Oh, what a friend, eh? Graham, I think he's going to help me out. Would you? Oh, look, here he is. Oh, what a mate. Eh? Now there's two of us to clean the toilets. Graham's got a brush and I've got a mop. And we've both got blue gloves. Hey, look at that. You never thought you'd see the day, did you?
You won't.
It's just all make-believe. No. Thanks, Graham. Thanks a lot. Now, which friend really helped me out? Who really cared for me and loved me? Well, Jesus does. Graham did, didn't he? Martin doesn't like cleaning toilets. Jim wanted to knit instead of cleaning the toilets. And Graham, he showed that he really loved me and cared for me because he was willing to get his hands dirty and come and clean the toilets with me. And you know what? God, in becoming one of us and experiencing and understanding what it is like to be us, shows he really cares for us. He really does love us. You see, the God of the Bible is not kind of out there and up in the sky and beyond the sky and up in the moon and beyond the moon. He's not up there. You know, and every now and then from up there goes,
do this, do that.
God of the Bible isn't like that. He's not up there. The God of the Bible, it says, comes with us. He comes down to us. He comes to join with us in the kind of the muck of life. He's God with us. Now, he's not physically here now, but he is still with us through God the Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells in all who love him. He's still God with us, and because he's still with us, he still cares for us and loves us. He's with us. And so he cares when you're upset because your family and friends don't understand you. He cares when you're sad because someone you love died. He cares when Nancy and Simon let you down or turned on you because you love God. He cares when you're crying with pain because you hurt yourself or because you're not well. He cares when you're struggling with your sums and spelling at school. He cares when you have that horrible sick feeling in your tummy on a Monday morning. Do you ever get that, or is that just adults?
My brother.
You get it as well, okay.
My brother.
Oh, your brother, okay. But you see, more than he just cares, God understands because he came one of us. He's God with us. See, the good news of Christmas, it's not about what presents we'll get. It's not about the fun of being with family and friends, even though all those things are great and good. No, the good news of Christmas is that a baby was born. That baby was unlike any other. It was God breaking into, coming into our world. It was God showing us what it was like. It was God becoming one of us that he may understand us. It was God showing that he really does care for us and love us. And he would go on to show just how much by dying on a cross to enable us to be friends with him. That's the good news of Christmas. The God of the Bible is not a far, not a distant God. The God of the Bible is God with us. I wonder who you children, who you adults will be worshipping this Christmas. The God of the Bible who is with us. Or a God who is distant and does not relate or have anything to do with us. That's the message of Christmas. That a baby was born and he'd be called Emmanuel. God with us.